Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say, it's nation time. You don't say that no more. Because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight we have another wonderful show scheduled, and we have our hostess, Sister Niambe Muhammad, and she has her special guest. And I'm not going to delay. I'm going to bring on Sister Niambe and let her introduce her guest. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Niambe.
Walaikum salam. Can I be heard?
Yes, ma'am. Sure can.
Okay. Praise be to Allah. How are you, Brother Carlson?
I am well by the grace of Allah. What about yourself?
I am well by that same grace. Thank you for asking.
And I believe your guest is on the line. Is this Sister Lakia?
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Lakia is on the line.
I'm sorry. Sister Lakia.
Yes, sir. Okay. Well, I want to begin in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, who came to us in the person of Mustafa Muhammad. I'd like to greet you, Sister Lakia, in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
Thank you so much for joining us on Time to Leave this evening. We are in for a treat. This is a bit of a stray from the norm. I don't think we have ever had anyone on the show that makes their own cleaning products. So we are so excited to have you on the show with us tonight. Why don't you begin, if you will, just by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, ma'am. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God except Allah and the person of Master Farai Muhammad. And I bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the Exalted Christ and Mahdi. And I bear witness that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is Jesus the Messiah among us. Assalamu alaikum. And first, let me say I'm thankful to be on the show. So a little bit about me. My name is Sister Lakaya Muhammad, and I reside in Indianapolis, Indiana. I am a registered member of the Nation of Islam and a boy mom of three. I'm also an urban farmer here in the city where I run a program called Growing Good in the Hood, where I teach the community how to grow food from seed to harvest. And I also manufacture all natural cleaning products and other natural alternatives for poor and oppressed people who suffer from many ailments and who are oblivious to the fact that a lot of their ailments come from the food they eat, the products they use, and just the environment that we live in, period.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Great. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. All right. So tell us, Sister Lakaya, the name of your company is Earthly Clean Products. When did you start your company? And, of course, you are the CEO and owner of the company. And could you tell us when you started the company and how you came up with the name, which is unique, I think, Earthly Clean?
Yes, ma'am. So that's a great question. So I initially launched the company January 19th of 2016, and I officially registered it as an LLC and legitimized it December 14th of 2018. And the name came, it actually came through prayer. I had prayed to Allah to give me a product that I could uniquely have. I didn't want to enter into an oversaturated market, but I did want to have something to offer my nation and to be able to support my family with. So Allah gave me the idea for natural cleaning products after a conversation I had with another sister. So the name didn't come with the product. So after I created the multi-purpose cleaner, which was my first product that I launched singularly, I prayed on it and I was just asking Allah, like, help me figure out a name. I was trying to name it after my grandmother. I was trying to find other catchy names. So this name was inspired. And then what gave it the stamp of approval was I happened to open Message to the Black Man. And page 7, the word earthly is mentioned on there. So I was like, okay, this is a name. I'm going with it. This is confirmation for me. So that's kind of how the name came about.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. Okay. All right. So you've been in business for about 5 years, and you registered about 3 years ago. So tell us if you could go just a little further into what kind of motivated you to start this company. I know that you mentioned, you know, you wanted to offer, safer products for your nation and your people. But can you talk to us just a little bit more about how you came to that process? Because this is not, like I said, something that everybody comes up with every day. So if you could just elaborate just a little bit more on how you arrived at Earthly Clean Products and just kind of what inspired you.
Yes, ma'am. So first let me say that Earthly Clean has been birthed and rebirth, and there has been inspiration that inspired its inception, but also inspiration to make me renew the idea of Earthly Clean Products. But it first started, I was working at a daycare as a director, and I was working super long hours. And at the time, I was married, and I had two children. So I was working from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and I would get off work, and I would come home, lay down, have to do it all over again because I was working 5 days a week. And my household was just suffering. I didn't have time to do anything. Sometimes I would be so exhausted that my two children at the time, I would just put them in a bed. I wouldn't wash the day off of them or anything. And that really caused me to be very depressed, and it caused me to pack on a lot of weight. And I just was praying to Allah, like, take me from this existence. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm unhappy. I don't want my children to have this as life. I want to be able to pour into them versus, you know, pouring into other children and coming home and having nothing to give to them and to give to my family. So that's what actually started the prayer for Allah to bless me with something that I can call my own. So, you know, like I said, I was in conversation with a sister and we were talking about a tub cleaning hack. And so the hack that was being used, one of the chemicals in it was is not a very safe chemical, but she was talking about how it works. So that inspired me to do research to create Earthly Clean products. And then when I talk about the rebirth of it, like when I think about my upbringing and my grandmother who inspires me every day, who is no longer living. She passed away in 2009 of breast cancer. I'm sorry, not breast cancer, lung cancer. But Leslie was very clean. When I say that everything had a place, everything was immaculate, and she took such good care of her home, but she used commercial cleaners. And, of course, other things added to her lung cancer, but I do believe that it progressed so fast because she was a routine woman who cleaned with the commercial cleaners, and she loved her Clorox bleach and her dishwater. So now that we have all of this information out, because we're in the age of information, if you just look up the list of products, which I know she carried in her home, I feel that it did aid in her her passing so quickly. And so I wanted to have something that would inspire me to remember her, but also something that I felt would make her proud. I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, so I remember one summer my mom let me go stay with my grandmother, and she was cleaning homes at the time, so she would clean homes like in a Forest Park area, if I'm remembering it correctly, and they were like mini mansions, and like I just really admired that she so much integrity with the way that she cleaned and how she could really transform these spaces. And she really upheld the civility of these households just with her hands. So the more I think about just her journey and how it intertwines with my journey, that's what I mean by the rebirth. And when I started Earthly Clean Products, like I said, I had two children. Then I ended up having my third son on January 19th of 2017. So 1 year later from me launching the product line. And so it's just so much that Allah just keeps lining up for me to show me, keep going. This is needed. This is necessary. I gave this vision to you, and I want you to carry it to your people.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for such a great and detailed response. Absolutely amazing. It's a beautiful story. All right, and so let's talk a little bit about some of the products that we, you know, are familiar with, because we tend to be a people who we tend to stay with the familiar. And, you know, some of the products that we tend to clean with and the products that your mom and grandma probably cleaned with were Clorox, Lysol, Comet. I know my mom used to use Comet. See, the Comet, you know, she would just even just sprinkle it in the bathtub and let it sit before even cleaning out the bathtub sometimes. And I really dislike the stuff to this day. But those products like Lysol, Comet, Clorox, Fabuloso, Mr. Clean is another one. What is the difference between some of those products and the products that you use or that you make, rather?
So that is a great question. So mostly everything you named is a carcinogen or a neurotoxin. And bleach, the Clorox products also, just even breathing in those fumes puts holes in your lungs. So the difference between Earthly Clean products is that every ingredient in it is life-giving and it works simultaneously with your health, instead of using those products for what we feel would be a quote-unquote clean home, but they work in opposition to our health. So we have a temporary fix of, oh, I have a clean space, but your long-term health is affected. Also, a lot of those products have phthalates in them and parabens, which are hormone disruptors. So the fragrances that they put in those products can be linked to high estrogen levels, low sperm count, things that can lead to breast cancer tumors. And what we have to remember is, like the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, in America, it's a commercializing people, so they're not really concerned about health. They're concerned about the almighty dollar. So when they're offering these things that to us, you know, they don't say, oh, I care about this person's health. I will make this amount of money, and then I'll have a lawsuit. Just like you see in the news right now, Walmart had to recall their room spray because it's killing people, you know, so they have more than enough money to get these products tested. So they know what these products are doing, and they want to push them on the market and then suffer the consequences later. So with Earthly Clean products, what sets me apart is, number one, I'm a Black woman. Number two, I'm a member of the Nation of Islam. So, of course, the crux of what we believe in is liberation for our people and life-giving teaching. So anything that I put my hands on, I want it to reflect life. And then number three, I am going to have a perspective from a consumer standpoint because I've been a consumer of these products. So I know how they work. I know the headaches I got. I know the coughing that I had when I used these products. And so the research that I've done has created an alternative, which is safe. And I care about my people. I care about my customer base. Over 90% of my consumers are Black women. And of course, you know that Black women lead in every health condition that's, you know, prominent in America. So just the fact that I could create something that will work with that. And also it's aromatherapy. So while you're cleaning, you're getting a mood changer, you know, and it's not altering your hormones in the process, but it's changing your mood in the best way. So that's the difference between them and me.
Yes, ma'am. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, wow. I just learned quite a few things there. And it is very important that we, as women and the ones who mainly clean in the home, do know and understand something about the chemical composition of the products that we're using. So thank you so very much for that, sis. And even when you, if you were to try to Google like the chemical composition of cleaning agents or the chemical composition of bleach, the description can either be very vague or complicated. And so if it's very vague, then we tend to think, well, it's okay. This isn't so bad. It's okay. And because we don't feel any effects immediately, we think that they're safe to use. And then when the descriptions are very complex as far as the chemistry, then, you know, oftentimes we don't even bother to try to understand what it is that we're using in our homes and even often consuming. I'm sure many of the listeners probably still do, and we learned this from our mothers and grandmothers. You know, you put bleach in your dishwater when you're washing dishes. And that, you know, that isn't necessarily a good thing. So thank you so much for that brilliant, brilliant response, sis. All right. So talk to us, Sister Lakaya, about some of the products that you offer for sale.
Yes, ma'am. And first, let me say this, too. It's the same way that people treat their diet. Well, my grandma did it. She ate this, and she lived to be 80-something years old. Well, it's the same thing. Like, we live in such a time where the atmosphere of this entire planet is toxic. So the more our bodies have built up resistance is what I'm saying. So we don't know that the things we have in our home are slowly killing us. It's a slow death. So the products that I offer, of course, the Earthly Clean Multi-Purpose Cleaner, which was my very first product, it cleans vinyl, carpet, stainless steel, ceramics, tiles. You can power wash your home with it. You can detail your car with it. It is a bathroom cleaner, and it works wonders with your health. Also, I offer antiviral hand and air spray. So what that is like a natural hand sanitizer, but you can also spray it on hot items like your debit card that you use when you swipe in it and, you know, it's touching the keypad that hundreds of other customers have touched, your keys, which, of course, you know, you touch things going in and out of the store and then you grab your keys. So the antiviral hand and air spray has a purpose of when you're on the go spraying those things to help lessen the effects of transmitting germs and bringing them inside of your house. I also have the baby body oil, which is a body oil that is gentle enough for baby, but it's powerful enough for adults as well. And I also was able to cure my youngest two children's cradle caps with it. So I just kind of moisturized their hair really well with it and saturated it. And then I took a comb and scraped it out, and they never had that problem again as long as I maintained putting the baby body oil in their hair. And then I recently launched insect repellent. So insect repellent commercial brands are carcinogens. You know that you cough. You know that you feel a difference when you put them on. But, of course, nobody wants to be bit by a mosquito. So I created a formula where it's a sunscreen, it's a moisturizer, but also an insect repellent, but it doesn't have DEET in it, D-E-E-T, if you look up what that is. It disrupts the ecosystem. And in the garden, we had to tell growers, do not use off because it contains DEET, which would distract the bees and deter them from coming to the garden. So we couldn't even allow our growers to come into the garden with that on. So what I'm saying is, like, I looked at every problem and I always try to come up with an alternative solution for it. So now the Earthly Clean insect repellent is the next biggest thing, which is good for going on vacation and going to areas that may have a high mosquito content, i.e. the hood. We've been in two different garden spaces and they are some ways away. And the garden that we were in the hood, the mosquitoes, when I say, I promise they just dropped them off and let them out. It was so potent over there, but it's the difference where we are now. So this insect repellent is good enough to repel those mosquitoes. It's also good for repelling spiders and ants. And those are the four products that I have right now.
Right, excellent, excellent. And I anticipate you plan on expanding those from those products even, correct?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am. I recently won the Pitch Feast here in Indy, third place winner, by the grace of Allah. So one of my goals has been to get trained in distillation because, of course, I am an urban farmer, so the herbs that I was growing, I was infusing them in my products previously because we know that essential oils are expensive. So my goal is to cut out the middleman and distill my own herbs myself so that I can have the essential oils on hand. So I definitely will be scaling up and offering more safe alternatives to what we think are necessities.
Okay, excellent, excellent. In just a moment, we're going to go to the lines for some questions. And before we do that, we have about 8 minutes or so before we do that. But before we do that, Sister Lakaya, would you mind giving out your website, your contact information for people that may be interested in purchasing your products?
Yes, ma'am. So my website is earthlycleanproducts.com. I have an Instagram, and it's Earthly Clean Products, and Facebook is Earthly Clean Products. And if you're in Indy, you can get my products inside of a Black-owned grocery store called Cleo's Bodega, or you can go to Always Bean Restaurant, and Earthly Clean Products are there too. And there's something else you asked for?
No, just your website, your contact information. I guess your if someone wanted to ask you some questions about your products or anything like that, what do you have an email address that you would like to give out?
Yes, so earthlycleanproducts at gmail.com is my email, and I am currently looking for brand ambassadors also. And you can shoot me a DM on Instagram, Earthly Clean Products. I'm pretty responsive through there.
Okay, excellent. And so, yeah, and then you have Instagram. Are you on Facebook as well?
Yes, ma'am. Same thing, Earthly Clean Products.
Okay, excellent.
And Earthly is spelled E-A-R-T-H-L-Y.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. And so, again, you ship all over the continental United States. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I ship anywhere in the U.S. Now, recently, shipping rates have went up, so please bear with me. I went to the post office last week to drop off some packages shipping to Georgia and California, and I found out that my flat rate shipping envelopes have gone up $1, so I'm trying to work out some type of shipping agreement with that, but I do still have the capacity to ship all over the U.S.
All right, very good. And I'm sure, I mean, $1, I'm sure we, the price of everything is increasing and continues to increase. So, I mean, you really cannot put a price on, just like we can't put a price on good food, food that is not, you know, GMO, food that isn't rushing us to the grave. The same thing with cleaning, you know, good, safe cleaning products that we know that we can trust. We, you know, you can't put a price on that. So I'm sure that if you were to, well, I would hope, I would say, if you were to raise your price by $1, that we wouldn't be necessarily turned off by that. Because your prices are, for the listening audience, if you go to her website, again, which she'll give again towards the end of the show if you didn't catch it this time, but if you go to her web, visit her website, you'll see that her prices are extremely reasonable, very, very reasonable for the products that you get. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go online tonight after the show and make my purchase, because I've been telling you, Sister Lakaya, that I was going to purchase, but I'm absolutely going to do it today, because I have to admit, when I clean with some of the products that I named, we're wearing a mask anyway, so I tend to wear a mask, but for some reason, during this pestilence, I'm noticing a greater sensitivity. So, like, I can feel almost when, you know, I'm inhaling the chemicals and they're going through down my nostrils, you know, into my body. I can kind of sense that. So it's important to me to have products in my home that are safe, because I know a lot of these products too are, like you said, they're known carcinogens. And for those that may not know what a carcinogen is, a known carcinogen is a chemical that the manufacturing companies know well causes cancer. So it can be in the food, it can be in cleaning products, those kinds of things as well. One quick question, sis. So how do your products come? Can they be purchased in bulk? Can they be purchased in individually? Like, can you, if you wanted to buy just a bottle of, say, I'm sorry, your cleaning solution, could you do that? And could you purchase a refill? Does it come with a refill? Or tell us a little bit about how your products are sold in that regard.
Yes, ma'am. So that's a great question. So I do it all. I do wholesale. I have my products in St. Louis right now. They are cleaning my 28 with them. I do also wholesale to a company called Fitness Baddies in Action. So they have waist trainers. So they have a Fitness Baddie waist finesser spray, which is a small Earthly Clean Products bottle. I do also sell it by the bottle on Etsy, and I do have refill bottles also. I'm going to put a bundle deal on there just so that you can get a bang for your buck with the shipping prices, because one bottle weighs 2 pounds. So, of course, you can imagine when I'm shipping that, if I don't use flat rate, it would be extra expensive. And I wanted to say this, you know, everything is a mindset. When we start valuing ourselves, everything changes. So we only have this one life, protected while we can, you know, and our children, them growing up and them going through puberty and all of this, it's so dangerous to have things in our homes that are hormone disruptors, which could alter the way they go through adolescent puberty. It's so dangerous from the foods they eat. So, you know, treat yourself. You're worth it. Nothing is too expensive when we know that it's adding value to our life and not taking away from it. So, yes, ma'am, in a nutshell, you can get all of that. I'm ready to serve you. I have been blessed now to have a system in place where my turnaround times are shipping within 2 days, and I do use priority shipping, so it gets to you 2 days after that.
All right, excellent, excellent. Are your products safe for children to use?
Yes, ma'am, safe to use around children, safe for children to clean up after themselves with. I make my children clean up all the way down to the four-year-old. They're safe for asthmatics, and they're safe for pets as well. I do clean out my betta fish tanks with the Earthly Clean multi-purpose cleaner because it can get that heavy buildup around it.
Excellent. Very good. Very good. Okay, so we have reached the halfway mark in our show. Brother Carlson, at this time, normally we have, we allow the callers to call in and ask questions. Brother Carlson, do we have any callers on the waiting on the line?
Yes, we do. Looks like we have Sister Ann on. As-salamu alaykum, Sister Ann.
Wa alaykum salam. Kaya, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. You answered my questions while I was listening. I wanted to know how I could get the product, and you've already answered that, and I can't wait to get to your website. Like Sister Nyambe, I'm going to be placing an order. It is so good to hear that you came up with these products because you feel that they were, that the products being used were a contributor to your grandmother's demise. So I'm very excited to order your product, and I'm going to place an order as soon as this call is over, and hopefully I can start a new path in my cleaning. So thank you very, very much.
Sister Ann, thank you very much. Thank you so much, and thank you for all the hard work y'all doing. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Sister Ann. Are there any other callers on the line, Brother Carlton, or should Sister Lakaya and I continue?
Not at this time, but I'm going to say to the listeners that this is their opportunity. The lines are open. If you have a question you want to ask Sister Lakaya or Sister Nyambe, now's the time. You push the one on your dial pad, and that will put you in the queue, and we will get to you as soon as we can.
Okay, all right. So, Sister Lakaya, my next question is, are your products safe for use on different or all surface types, for instance, glass top stoves, granite countertops, stainless steel? Are they safe for, and you know, any porous surfaces, or are they safe to use on all surfaces? Or are there any surfaces maybe we may not want to use them on? Tile, are they safe for tub and tile, those surfaces as well?
Yes, ma'am. So that's a great question. They are almost able to be used on everything. I would not recommend you use them on any grout sealed things. The oxygen agent in it will cause the grout to become unsealed, and you can use them on your tub if your tub has not been glazed. That paint layer, the products will take that paint off. And then also, if you have waxed your hardwood floors, they're not recommended to go on top of the wax because it will lift the wax, of course. However, if you want to deep clean your hardwood floors, that's a good idea to do with the Earthly Clean products if you plan on getting them waxed afterwards. Outside of that, they're pretty much safe to use on any other product.
Okay, excellent. Very good. Excellent. What all products tend to have active ingredients in them. Can you tell us give us the name of some of the active ingredients in your product?
Yes, ma'am. So biodegradable soap, which is a plant-based, it also contains citrus, and I use a blend of essential oils and vinegar also. And I wanted to touch on something you said about the products that have either a long list of ingredients or a short list. See, there's a law out that protects these companies like Johnson & Johnson. They don't have to list every ingredient that's in there. If they list like the five most active ingredients, then they're safe and protected from listing the rest. So with Earthly Clean products, you know, you will see the ingredients on the label and you'll also know which essential oils come in it. Now, every bottle of multi-purpose cleaner does have eucalyptus oil in it and tea tree oil, as well as camphor, because all of those things are disinfectants and they are also antiviral agents to help prevent the spread of viruses in your home.
Okay, great. Great. Thank you.
Babe, we have a caller.
All right, very good. Go ahead with the call, and thank you.
Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 7769. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Carmelita, to Happy David, that the Lord Muhammad, thank Lord. Yeah, I would like to ask her, do you have a telephone number I can call you, ask some questions about the product?
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Dolores from St. Louis. Yes, ma'am, I do have a phone number you could call me at. I don't want to give it over the line because I prefer email, but I would definitely
give
you my
about
phone number and take your call.
Okay, can I get the number?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know how we'll orchestrate that. Sister Niambe, would you happen to have Sister Dolores' contact information to pass on my number to her?
Yes, ma'am. I definitely know how I can reach Sister Dolores. So, Sister Dolores, I will reach out to you in order to make sure that you get Sister Lakaya's contact information, okay? Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's a good idea. Got my clean hardwood floor. That's good. I want
to
try that.
Praise be to Allah. Yes, ma'am, and I'm happy to serve you. I can't wait to get your feedback.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I come later.
You are welcome. Wa alaikum salam. And Sister Dolores, also, if you know Brother Jerry in St. Louis, I will give him a call. He wholesales the Earthly Clean Multi-Purpose Cleaner, and I will see if he has any left, and I can tell him to deliver you some.
Okay, I got his number.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm still going to give you my number through Sister Niambe, and I'm going to and then I'll let Brother Jerry know you'll be calling him so that you can get some multi-purpose cleaner.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. I'll come let you. Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Are there any other callers for the call time?
No, ma'am. Not this time.
Okay. All right. Very good. So, Sister Lakaya, you mentioned some of the harmful chemicals that are found in some of the everyday products that we tend to use. And one of the chemicals is I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this correctly, but is it phthalates? Is that how you pronounce it?
Phthalates.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Thank you.
No, I can't.
Chemical is found in many fragranced household products, such as dish soap, air fresheners, those kinds of things. And as you mentioned, there are endocrine disruptors, and men with higher phthalate compounds in their blood have reduced sperm counts. So that's just one of the harmful effects of using household cleaning products with this such chemical in them. So I bring that up because we can't stress enough, family, the importance of knowing what is in what you're cleaning with. We tend to take, many of us tend to take care in knowing what we're consuming, but we don't always know what we're inhaling by way of cleaning agents that we use on a daily basis in our home. So I can't stress that enough, that we should really do our research and discontinue using those things. And we don't want to we don't want to overwhelm Sister Lakaya, but we do want to help her sell out. We do want to help. We do want her to sell out, though. Okay, praise be to Allah.
Yes, ma'am, because it's for you, you know. And two things. Number one, there's an app that you can download. It's called Think Dirty. You can scan whatever products you're using in your home, and it'll give you a scale from 10 to 1, 10 being the most toxic and 1 being the safest alternative to use. So go ahead and get that app and scan and just see how much poison you got sitting right up in your home. And it can be overwhelming when you find out that everything is death, just everything around us is death, you know. And one thing I will say, because people will always ask me, well, what sets you apart from other plant-based, quote-unquote, cleaners? And I always say it's because I have a love for people. I have a love for poor and oppressed people, and I got it right the first time. Most of these brands that are now offering these alternatives, what prevented you from doing the right thing the first time? Was it a lawsuit, Johnson & Johnson, and now you want to come out with a healthy alternative? You know, was it a lawsuit, Clorox, and now you want to offer plant-based products? The thing is, you could have done it in the beginning, but you were concerned about the almighty dollar, and now you want to get it right. So I honestly don't believe in the biggie, give me one more chance. Choose your sister who gets it right the first time and who creates those products with love. Whenever I'm creating them, I'm always in a good spirit. I don't create cleaner if I'm in a sad mood or a bad mood or an anxious mood. I set intentions. I'm always expressing gratitude over it and hopeful that you will get the benefits out of it and that it will help to enhance your life and keep you healthy.
Sister Nyambe.
Yes, great answer. Yes, sir.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sister. You mentioned that you didn't suggest using your cleaner on grout because it might take off the seal. If my grout was dirty and I really wanted to get it clean and maybe had intentions on resealing, could I use it on my grout?
Yes, sir. You definitely could do that. You could use it to clean the grout if you plan on resealing it. Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am, because a lot of people don't even seal their grout. They just, you know, just put it on, just grout it, and that's it.
Yes, sir. You definitely could clean it and then just, you know, with plans of resealing it, because it will take the stains up, but it'll also, whatever that sticky agent in it is, it will get that up too.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
That was a great question, LaCrosse, and thank you. Thank you. So for the sake of clarity, it can be used on unsealed grout. It's just not best to use it on sealed grout. Right, Sister Lakaya?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
All right. Thank you for that question, Brother Carlson. Yeah, because I wouldn't have thought about that. All right. Excellent. Very good. Okay. So your bug repellent. You know, I don't use bug repellent, just simply because I've had trouble finding, you know, bug repellent that is chemical-free. I know Mary Kay sells a bug repellent. I believe Avon may have a bug repellent. But like I said, I don't use them just because I know that they're full of chemicals. Talk to us, Sister Lakaya, a little bit about your bug repellent and the ingredients that you use to make a healthy and safe bug repellent.
Yes, ma'am. So the bug repellent is actually a 3-in-1. So like I said, it's a sunscreen protector, it's a moisturizer, as well as the repellent. So it has patchouli in it, which is an essential oil that mosquitoes absolutely hate. It also has citronella in it, which mosquitoes absolutely hate, as well as ants don't like that smell, or spiders. So it's oil-based. So the thing that sets it apart from the traditional spraying repellents is that, you know, after you sweat a little bit, when you have just a alcohol-based repellent, it wears off your skin. But this moisturizer, you wake up, you put it on, you can moisturize your body with it because it does have a vitamin E in it also. So you put it on your skin. It's gentle enough for children's skin. And it's just like a lotion, like how you would put lotion on your child in the morning to keep them moisturized throughout the day. So this has up to 12 hours of lasting on your skin. So if you're on vacation, you know, you're not thinking about moisturizing all throughout the day. So this is a better alternative if you're in the woods or in, I guess, where people go ziplining in the jungle and stuff like that. You know that it's lasting long enough. And then also every ingredient in it is good for your health.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Excellent, excellent. Now, you mentioned a contest that you came in. You said you came in third place, I believe, during this contest.
Yes, ma'am. I was waiting for you to ask about this story. I'm always thankful when I can bear witness to the God that I serve and the God that I believe in. So I entered into the Indie Pitch Feast here, which first place gets $25,000 to expand their business and scale up. Second place gets $15,000. Third place gets $10,000. So I had applied for it and kind of put it aside because I had entered into a pitch feast that I paid like $150 to be a part of, and it turned out to just be like a practice or pitch. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to apply for this because there's no cost, and I just kind of forgot about it. So I got an email that said that my business was picked as one of 10 finalists by the grace of Allah, you know, out of tons and tons of people that apply. So basically, you get 5 minutes to pitch, and you have to sell them this product. So you're sitting in front of investors that are million-dollar investors for an organization here in Indy. So I have prayed to Allah because I'm always asking him, like, I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing at the right time. And, you know, this business has not been one that I've carried with 100% confidence. So I didn't, like, I asked Allah in the person of Master Fahad Muhammad, I'm like, just, you know, please just let me win something so that I can know I'm on the right track. Like, is this what I'm meant to be doing? Am I supposed to put all of my energy into growing food, you know? And so, you know, I prayed and I left it up to him because I was literally, like, just shaking in my boots in front of all of these people pitching. And so when I tell you, as Allah is my witness, he sent a calmness over me. I was the fifth person to pitch, but I had saw that nobody was looking down at cards, and I had created this entire, like, skit. And I'm like, I can't look down at the paper because I'm going to seem like I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm going to seem, you know, ingenuine. And so I'm like, oh, Allah, just help me. So I just wrote down some bullet points really quick. I went up there, and I literally, this pitch that I had been practicing for weeks, I literally had to freestyle it, and Allah gave me a confidence, even though I was so nervous, to really pitch my product. So by the grace of Allah, you know, they called Earthly Clean products first because, of course, they go 3, 2, 1. So when they called my name, I was just so thankful to Allah, and I'm like, oh, Allah, the God that we serve in and believe in, Master Fahad Muhammad, is absolutely a God that we can call on who will answer us in the time of need. So I was so excited, but there was another Muslim sister who has the Elephant Gardens here in Indy, and she is always working to build a nation, always trying to put practical application to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So she won first place. And when I tell you, like, the feeling was so euphoric just to know that here are two Muslim women, two families that are working. And it just showed me that Allah is the master of this day. And I was like, okay, that's confirmation. I'm doing the right thing at the right time. So now my prayer is to put all of these things into use in a way that can serve my community even more.
Wow, that literally gave me chills. I'm so glad that I asked you about that. Wow, that is absolutely beautiful. Wow, okay. And so with that, you mentioned that you only create products when you're in a cheerful spirit, when your spirit is in a good place. Brothers and sisters, that's important. I mean, when have you ever heard someone actually say that? So we know that what the cleaning items that we're bringing into our home are coming into our home, are bringing a good energy into our homes. And that's important. I don't think we often even consider the people that are making the things that we bring into our home and what mindset or energy or spirit that they may carry. So thank you so much for saying that, Sister Lakaya. You also mentioned that your products are created with gratitude, love, and integrity. Again, also very important ingredients when making and creating things that people are going to bring into their own private space. So again, thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, these products are second to none. I haven't even used them yet. But based on just the wealth of information that she shared and the energy and the spirit that she brings to her products, I mean, how can we go wrong? So, Sister Lakaya, we have about 10 minutes left, so that we don't run out of time, I want to, again, ask you to repeat your website, your email, where your products can be purchased locally in Indiana, and if they can be purchased in other cities as well, and where.
Yes, ma'am. So website is earthlycleanproducts.com, EARTHLY, cleanproducts.com. My Instagram and Facebook are the same, Earthly Clean Products. You can get in touch with me via Messenger on Facebook through that page or via DM on the Instagram Earthly Clean Products page. You can also email me at earthlycleanproducts@gmail.com. And if you are in Indianapolis, you can visit a Black-owned grocery store called Cleo's Bodega, and they carry a special scent of Earthly Clean Multi-Purpose Cleaner. You can also visit Always Bean Restaurant on the east side of Indianapolis, and they do carry their own special custom scent of Earthly Clean Multi-Purpose Cleaner.
All right, excellent. So does that mean that right now you're only we're only able to purchase them locally in Indianapolis? So you haven't yet made it to any local businesses in other cities. If we want to purchase them in other cities, we need to go to your website, right?
Absolutely, yes, ma'am. But that is in the works.
Okay. Excellent. Praise be to Allah. Well, Brother Carlson, we want to give anybody an opportunity that may be waiting on the call lines. Do we have any questions? Any callers waiting to ask?
Yes, ma'am. I have another question. Is that you and your three boys on your website?
Sir, that is my three boys and myself on the website.
Man.
That's an older picture. I need it updated. But, yes, so those are my little helpers.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Well, Sister Lakaya, is there anything else, any last words you want to offer before we wrap up?
Always expressing gratitude. I thank Allah for being in this space and this time. I'm thankful for everybody that's listened. I'm thankful for all of the customers that have blessed me to get this far to even be a reality today on the show. So just thank you for the opportunity, and I look forward to serving you all with gratitude and with love and, you know, with products that will absolutely give you life.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Now, I hear the music playing, but before we go, are there any other, like, can your products be used outside of the home, like to detail your car or, I don't know, you said the mom?
Oh, yes, ma'am. No. Yes, ma'am. I do detail my car with it. Those three little boys you saw disrespect my car so much, so I do use it inside the car again. If you have a heavy algae buildup or that green buildup on your home, you can use the Earthly Clean Multi-Purpose Cleaner to power wash your home. I have my number one customer who buys it by the gallon. She uses it to clean her gardening supplies, and she uses it in her greenhouse to clean off the residue from her soil.
mixture. So, yes, ma'am, you can pretty much, we find uses for it every single day. You can clean those teapots with it to get that heavy, hard water stain off of it. There's nowhere that I can think of that it cannot be used. Clean those picnic tables off. Sanitize those seats on the airplane. Whatever you need to do. I do have the trial size bottles, too, where you can carry them on a plane.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Thank you so much, Sister Lakai. It has been such a pleasure having you on the show tonight. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam. Where the ghosts are, childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walk. Climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came. My family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me. Without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some